Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast is not around. We've got this to tell you, that it's going to be increasingly cloudy today. See sunshine right now, but clouds will be coming in. We have a high of about 53 degrees for today. Tonight, a low maybe 39 degrees. Right now, it's fair and 38 in Kenosha, 43 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 39, also 39 in Racine. Police in Mount Pleasant looking into a reported armed robbery of the AT&T store last night about just before 7 o'clock. This is at 7115 Durand Avenue. Officers learned that there were two suspects who came into the store. One displayed a handgun. The employee on duty offered up whatever they wanted. The suspects left the store after taking what a news release indicates was more than $30,000 worth of cell phones. The employee was not hurt. Anybody with information asked to contact Mount Pleasant Police or go through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. A due process hearing is scheduled before Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee on May the 10th at City Hall for the Riverside Inn at 3700 Northwestern Avenue. Allegations of improper alcohol sales from the lobby of the hotel while the bar nearby was closed. Owner Sam Namey acknowledging the sales taking place during recent committee meetings on city efforts to declare that site a nuisance property. Namey's attorney, however, maintains that the liquor license, with the lobby's proximity to the bar, that allowed for the sale of the alcohol. A due process hearing is kind of like a court trial, but with greater leeway in terms of how information can be presented. Once the evidence is received from both sides, the committee goes into a closed session, then returns from deliberating with a decision. Riverside Inn, targeted for that hearing next month. One of its current occupants is also affected by this. Brenda Leidy, who is seeking a bartender's license from the city of Racine. The matter's been delayed, though, until the Public Safety and Licensing Committee deals with the hotel and its liquor license.
That's okay. Ms. Leidy is applying for an operator's permit in order to disperse the sale of alcohol. There obviously is a pending due process hearing with regards to Riverside. So there perhaps are some overlapping questions and issues in terms of both. So given the pendency of the due process hearing, I would recommend that the committee defer at this point.
That's Assistant City Attorney Nu Tran, who explained it's best to wait until after the other situation's decided. Leidy explaining she's not seeking the license to work at Riverside. City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin pointed out that granting a bartender's license does allow the applicant to work anywhere in the city. Plans continuing by organizers behind the Wild Root Market on the city of Racine's northeast side, though a bit of a speed bump developed recently with a requirement by the city of a traffic impact study for the area near the 500 block of Walton Avenue. Traffic studies are common with certain developments which could significantly impact an area surrounding a project site. In the case of the proposed Wild Root store, it's a residential neighborhood. Formal plans, by the way, for the store have yet to be filed with the city development office. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee recommending support for a new courtesy inspection program in Chapter 18 of the city's building codes, which includes a $150 fee. Building Inspector Ken Plasky again explaining that this would speed along the process on the planned use of buildings by a tenant or somebody buying it to set up maybe a business.
And we think by doing this, we would give people a lot of wherewithal to avoid the errors that comes in opening a new business or avoiding the pitfalls that leasing or renting or buying a building can occur.
Alderman Henry Perez still supportive of the initiative, but against the extra cost.
The complaint that was made before was, well, what if we get a guy that wants to look at five apartment buildings to bring businesses in? And my comment is, amen, let's do it, have him look at five. Maybe he'll want two, or maybe he can do two. And people say, well, they'll take advantage of that. Yeah, let's let them take advantage of it. That's one place where they can go, hey, it was easy to do business with the city of Racine.
Alderman Sandy Widener said that everybody knows, especially when you're starting a business, that there's no free lunch. Alderman Jason Meekma called it a great thing to offer, and the fee is the cost of doing business. And when it comes to what you need to buy a house these days, money's one component. You also need some other things, though. Housing Resources Incorporated can help you with that. They're a nonprofit HUD-approved housing counseling agency. They're focused in on education, one-on-one counseling, and down payment help to income-eligible buyers.
In the end, our consumers can work with whoever they choose, but it's our job to understand what banks offer what products. We can look at the consumer's perspective and situation and make a good recommendation on a good fit.
That's HSI Program Manager Mary Beth Aldrich on WRJN's Community Conversation. Lighting manufacturer Cree has cut about 70 jobs at its operations in Sturtevant and the headquarters in North Carolina. Did not indicate how many employees, though, were affected in each of these locations. This coming on the heels of the quarterly earnings report Tuesday showing a $99 million loss in quarter number three, mainly due to the termination of a planned sale of its Wolfspeed business segment to Infineon Technologies. Kenosha's United Hospital System is going to become known as Frederick South. WRJN's Janet Hoff says this is under an expansion of a longtime affiliation with Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Under the proposal, which will need the approval of both boards of directors, the two healthcare organizations will share an electronic health records system, and United would adopt Frederick's quality protocols and best practices. The agreement will also make Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin services available to United patients in Kenosha. United Hospital System operates Kenosha and St. Catherine's Hospitals plus six clinics. The agreement is expected to take effect October 1st. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The goal of improving the water quality at Quarry Lake Park is going to have to begin with Racine County taking a first step this summer based on some of the ideas presented to the Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee. Patrick Haley of Kansasville-based Carefree Enzymes last night talking about his company's bacteria-free process for dealing with water issues, also mentioning work with a Union Grove company that does vacuuming. He believes that's the next generation of clean lakes, in his words. Three big problems: weeds, sedimentation, algae. You can deal with it, he says. As for clearing up the water and holding off the algae growth, he mentions an organic process. The lake needs aeration, though, he says, because it's a standalone body of water.
One is the type that actually bubbles real high, and that churns. Now, that's going to do two things for the pond, for the quarry. One is that agitation will stop mosquito growth, because when you have calm water, that's when mosquitoes grow in. Secondly, what it does is it adds oxygen. Well, bacteria and enzyme needs oxygen. The more oxygen it's given, the more it eats. The other type of aeration that you have is like the bubbler in an aquarium, where it bubbles from the bottom. That's a great approach, nice, but you're dealing with 17 acres of water.
Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson said that she'll be talking with the county executive about the ideas and recommendations they've heard in recent weeks, with a cost-effective, appropriate plan of action to be created to begin this summer at Quarry Lake Park. Clean Sweep, a program under which household hazardous waste, electronics and appliances and medications can be legally and safely disposed of. It's going to be taking place tomorrow in Burlington from 8 a.m. till noon at the wastewater treatment site and the neighboring public works facility on South Pine Street. And Super Bowl MVP and former Indianapolis Colts running back Dominic Rhodes is to meet with student athletes from Kenosha Bradford High School this afternoon at the Mary D. Bradford Stadium. During his visit, Rhodes will be talking about the need for academic success in addition to succeeding in sports. Also, what lies ahead for the students with college and maybe how to obtain scholarships. Should it rain, the event will be moved inside to the Bradford High School Fieldhouse. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast in it throughout the day. Whenever you want, check them out. Also, at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.